Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Orla. So, what exactly is Asur from an Orla tree? Well, we know that the fruit is Asur. So, the parts of a tree that are not considered food or fruit are not going to be Asur Mishum Orla. So, our Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'olim, the leaves, Vahalu lovim, the branches, the soft branches, even if they might be, you know, soft enough to chew on and eat. Umegafanim, the liquid that comes out of very, very unripe grapes. Us vehasimadar, and the flowers. The flowers, of course, are pre-fruits, but they're not fruits. And therefore, mutarim be'arla, they are permitted to be eaten, and I don't know why you would want to eat a branch or a leaf, but if you wanted to, you could. You could eat them on a tree that is 1, 2, or 3 years old. Uber vai, and 4 years old. A four-year-old tree, you have a branch or a leaf from that four-year-old tree, or a flower from the four-year-old tree, and you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, go for it. No problem. Uve nazir. Not only that, but even a nazir, who is forbidden to partake of any parts of anything that comes from a grape, can eat these things from a grapevine, including the liquid from an unripe grape, because they're not fruit, they're not food, they're not wine, they're not considered really food. However, vasurim ba'ashera, they are forbidden in the case of an asherah. An asherah is a tree that has been worshipped as an idol. So if that tree has been worshipped as an idol, so it is called an asherah, and it is forbidden. It itself is asur b'hanah, the whole tree. And so since these are may not be fruits, they may not even be foods, but they are parts of the tree, and therefore, when it comes to an asherah, all of these things are going to be asur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hasmadar asur. Rabbi Yossi says the flowers are also asur on an orla tree. Why? Mipnei shehu pri. Because a flower, that's the fruit. It is the fruit. It's not fully fruited yet, but it is the fruit. And therefore, since the flower is the fruit, it is also asur when it comes to orla. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is about cheese making. Now, the process of cheese making uses something called rennet, which is an enzyme that is taken from animal stomachs, usually, to curdle the milk and to make it, to solidify it into cheese. Now, the people who wanted to have cheese that was not, did not use animal products in it, would have substitutes for the rennet that would also help the cheese solidify. So Chazal, in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Mishnah, they would use tree sap. Tree sap could be used as a substitute to help curdle the milk and make cheese. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hama'amid b'sraf ha'arla asur." If you make cheese with arla sap, right, as a rennet substitute, it's asur because arla sap is considered the produce is considered the fruit of a tree. Sap is a fruit. And since the sap is a fruit, and you use it for making the cheese, so it would be asur b'hanah, and you can't make cheese from it, and if you make cheese from it, that's also asur b'hanah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shamati b'feirush, not exactly. I heard differently, more particularly, and more precisely, Shama mid b'srafa olim, b'srafa ikarim, mutar. If you use sap from the tree, right, from the leaves, from the roots, presumably from the trunk, then that is 100% mutter, because that sap is not fruit. It's part of the tree, like the stuff earlier in the Mishnah, like the leaves, like the branches. It is not actually fruit, and therefore it is 100% permitted from an arla tree. Bisraf hapagim, but if you use the sap from the fruits themselves, pagim are unripe dates, right? Unripe figs. From the sraf of the sap of the unripe figs, that is asur mipnei shehem pri, because that's fruit. And so sap of fruit is fruit, but sap of other parts of the tree is not fruit, and it's perfectly permitted.